All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, June 19th of 2025. Looking ahead here, ton of DFS action coming at you all day long. We had golf tee off early this morning. Good luck to all of you playing some golf this weekend. We had a six-game early MLB slate. We have a five-game main MLB slate later this evening. We have two games of WNBA, and then we also had tennis start earlier today as well. So, plenty of DFS action. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in. One of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim up on the screen here. We have, you know, game six of the NBA finals tonight. Figured we could start with a slate demo for NBA and then just kind of see where we go from there, see if any additional questions roll in while we are doing that. So for today, we're going to do a starter demo for the NBA showdown contest. I think that's probably like a good place to start. A lot of different things you can do here. Right. So always got to remember how important duplication is with regard to NBA showdown. Right. A lot of players are going to play similar lineups, the same lineups. Right. Play them many, many times. So we kind of want to like try and always strike this balance between, hey, we want to play lineups that have like a good chance of winning, but then we also want to play lineups that have a lower chance of duplication, right? We're not trying to look for unique lineups per se. It's always nice when you can find them, but you know, lineups duped single digit times are like a really good thing and pretty hard to accomplish, all things considered. So what you can do, right, is you know, it could be something as simple as like, hey, I want to lower max salary and I just don't want to play max salary lineups. So I'm going to lower it to 49,900, right? This alone, right? People building on their phone by hand are going to try and use as much salary as they can usually. So, you know, you can even go, you know, 49,800, you know, you can go 49,700. I really wouldn't go like 49,000 or like something too low just because projection does matter in NBA. So we don't want to get too off base here, but even just leaving, you know, 1 to 200 on the table, as far as like salary can be, you know, something that helps you to be more unique. So we'll just like run an example here where we try this at like 49.7, see what the lineups look like. Not going to do anything with like settings or no filters, no rules, anything like that. I'm just going to make the two minimum required adjustments to projection. And then I'm going to kick this off. So all right, so lineup's built. Let's cancel this contest sim. Cancel, yes. Okay, that seems good. So we're sorted by Saber score here. We're going to stick with this single game Saber score. The biggest component of this one that you need to be aware of is this sim optimals variable. Okay, this is only used in the single game Saber score, and it's only a statistic, a summary statistic that appears when you run a build on Sim Diversity 10. So there's two aspects to that, right? Kind of break this down. Is when you run a build on Sim Diversity 10, what we do is we take a single instance from the sim database of the game. We take one game sim. We play it out. We build the best lineup underneath the salary cap. So we call that an optimal lineup, okay? Because it's only using one. It's not using an average of two sims, of three sims, of five sims, etc. So when a lineup is the best lineup for more than one sim, we tally that information, right? This top lineup, Shai, Captain, Chet, Turner, McConnell, Neesmith, Mathurin. There's nothing that says this group of players in this, you know, order can't be the best lineup for more than one sim, right? It can be. So what we do is we tally that information and we basically use it in the Sabre score formula, because we basically figured out, like, hey, you know, this matters, right? This is important that the lineup keeps coming up again and again and again. So what we do is we take the sim optimals, we times it by 100, and then that's an input into the Sabre score. Okay. So sim optimals, really, really important here, and a good thing to rely on, in my opinion, which is why Sabre score weights it so heavily here. So we're using that single game Sabre score. Okay, great. We have 20 lineups. You know, for NBA Showdown, I'd probably put on an average projection, average salary along with my projection one, just to kind of see what it looks like. So we're using a little bit lower salary here, right? We've maxed this at 49.7. Our average is about 49.4. So, okay, good. You know, we're leaving some salary on the table. We're not playing lineups that are going to be too chalky, right? That is going to be a good thing for us. So along with this, right, there are other opportunities to account for duplication. One simple one that I think is a good one is just cutting out some of the highest sum owned lineups, right? So just create a filter. Hey, show me lineups with ownership less than X. And the 190 doesn't matter here. We're just going to use that as like a baseline. But we're mostly trying to see, hey, how many lineups are going to go in the trash here, right? And at first, it's only 19. Okay, I recommend trying to trash about like 10-ish percent of your lineups, maybe a little bit more. So like here, you know, we're getting to, you know, 44. Okay, we're going to get like a little bit more. So like at 184, we have 55 lineups in the trash. Well, 10% of 500 is 50. So this is right about where we want to be, right? So we're just cutting out some of the highest, you know, projected owned lineups here in an event to hopefully get lower owned lineups and, you know, possibly like lower combinations or lineups that it feels less likely to play, all of those kind of things, right? So big things I've done here, right, on starter, little max salary adjustment, little ownership filter, and then just kind of go from there, right? Go through like normal steps. So I'm going to come in here to the player table. I'm going to sort by exposure. Okay, great. Now I'm going to start analyzing this. Taking a little bit of a stand here on Chet at the captain. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. It's not that much leverage, right? We're like 2X's ownership. Seems fine to me, all things considered. So there's that. I go over to utility. Taking a bigger stand on like Dort, Mathurin, you know, doesn't seem like the worst thing in the world here. So, you know, what you can do, right, is if you're seeing stuff that you don't like, okay, try changing the uniques. You know what I mean? We change uniques from 1 to 2. Projection barely changes. Dort does come down a little bit. Mathurin does come down a little bit. Looks like stays the same kind of for Chet and Shy here. So nothing crazy, but some differences. We could try 3 if we wanted to. Mind you, you always want to kind of be aware of how far down in your pool you're going. So we only had to go to lineup 23 for 2 uniques. Okay, great. At 3 uniques, we go down to lineup 34. So still not that far. Chet actually came down. Now like a 3-way tie with Shy, Jalen, and Chet. So if you like that a little bit better, great. You know, Dort comes down. Mathurin, they both have similar leverage now. You know, if you're like, hey, I like this, you know, little bit of like a flatter approach, then that's awesome. You know, stick with it. It's totally cool. You know, you're still prioritizing the rank of your lineups, right? By only getting down to lineup 34. We're still in like the top 10% of our pool here. So this all looks really good to me, right? So I'd be really happy with these lineups the way that they are. We've accounted for duplication. We've managed our risk. We've QA'd everything. We've checked everything. So I think it looks really good. So if it were me, I'd probably stop here and I'd be ready to upload these lineups and submit them into my contest. All right. A good NBA starter demo here. Office hours looks good. Chris said, what's the most you have won by editing the sim? Yeah, good question. So I've had a couple of big wins. You can see them over in our winner's circle. So this is like a gallery, effectively, of like where we have like all of like our winning screenshots from users and from staff too. So, you know, we've had multiple $1 million winners here. Squid's won a couple. couple Jay Gerbs, RBX, JBK, you know, a bunch of different usernames up here, JSF, Pittsburgh, Elusive Smoke, Shady, right? I've had a couple six figures. If we go down to the 100K section, see if I can find mine. Mine are probably going to be in this area. I mean, we've had so many winners. It's great. This is one of mine from NBA. Had a first place here, and then I came in second place in a Millie Maker here. This one hurt. I was in first for a very long time. We got past right at the end. I can still see Kristaps Porzingis sinking a couple of free throws to pass me. So, oh well, that's what happens. But yeah, I mean, in all those instances, you know, just doing like NBA, you know, you got to do like a lot of like late swaps and reoptimizing your lineups as like the slate goes on. So, you know, just working really hard, paying attention and trying to, you know, squeeze out every edge that I could in those NBA contests. But those were super, super fun. Great nights, all things considered. All right. Knocked out this NBA showdown demo. Let's go over to MLB for later this evening. And we got a five-game main slate in a couple hours here, about 2.5 hours out. All right. So, five-game main slate this evening. Kind of interesting breakdown, like three games within an hour and then like a really big gap and then two games later in the evening. What I would do here is I would for sure late swap in this window. Okay. This is going to be like a really good opportunity, especially like on Ultimate, to take advantage of like the live projections and like the live contest sim and just kind of reoptimize your lineups based on how the earlier games have played out. So really good late swap opportunity, in my opinion here. As far as building lineups, it's a little bit smaller of a slate. I might just like leave min salary where it's at, you know, not going to make any adjustments here. This is going to be our ultimate demo, so I will build 5,000 lineups. I'm still going to turn on the don't use batters against opposing pitchers rule, make, you know, two small adjustments to projections, and then kick this off. Chris said that hurts, but by doing exactly what you showed us how to edit. Yeah, a lot of, you know, uniques and risk management and like all of those things, right? So one of them, it's kind of cool. Like one of them was like a single entry in a high stakes contest. And then one of them was 150 max. So I've won like with one lineup and like a larger field and like a smaller field. And then I've won with like 150 in the larger stuff. So, kind of, you know, got fortunate in both regards, but at least I knew like I had like a process that could work for both. All right, so running this build here for MLB, finishing up now, and we're just going to use the default contest sim that is automatically activated, so we will use that, and should auto kick off here, which it just did. Great. Okay, so come in, going to sort by exposure. And contest sim just finished. Build switches to the ROI for the contest sim automatically, which is great. Say I'm building 150 lineups. And let's say I want to, I don't need this average salary one. I do want an average ROI metric instead. So projection, ROI. It is one of those smaller slates, so you might see that thing we see from time to time here where the projection actually goes up instead of down when we start to like adjust uniques and stuff like that. So just be aware of that on smaller slates, because I don't see that we're getting to a lot of Houston or the Dodgers kind of out of the gate here, and they are like the highest team totals on the slate. So it's something to be aware of. But now that we're basically set up, 150 lineups, 5,000 pool ROI, exposure, you know, now we will kind of want to start breaking this down, right? Well, when I come in and I just like look at the pitchers, no huge stands in either direction, a little bit under on Yamamoto, a little high on Strider. Doesn't seem like the worst thing. We go over to batters. You know, we do have like a lot of double digit leverage. You might get more leverages on smaller slates. It's kind of normal. Good correlations, 5-2s, 5-3s, 4-3s, 5-1-1-1s, all like double digit lineup exposures. Getting some Mets, some Baltimore. You know, they're not the lowest team totals on the slate, but they are kind of in the middle here. So it looks like the builders taking some shots on those teams. I don't hate it. We are very low on Houston here. Might want to do something about that. Might just be like too much negative leverage. So I'm just giving you like my thoughts on like this like initial build as I'm kind of analyzing it and like reading it. Those are like the takeaways that I'm, you know, thinking of and might want to adjust. Good thing I like here, right? Highest exposure to a batter is 28%, even though our highest team exposure is 37%, right? So 37% Mets, but Lindor is the highest Met and he's in 28%, right? So that tells you that there are a number of, you know, Met stacks that don't include him. So that tells you that, you know, we're using the entire lineup there. So I do like that, right? All this is good. I do still think I want to adjust some uniques and just see if there are ways to not sacrifice much ROI and get some more diversification. So I'm going to increase this from 1 to 2 here. I have a 90.3 projection, 82 ROI. Okay, let's change this to 3. So like 90 projection, 82 ROI. Those are the numbers I'm trying to remember. All right. So we get to 4 uniques. Our projections creeping up a little bit, right? ROI is creeping down about like 5% now. Seems fine. Can go a little further. Okay, projections up like 1 point. ROI is down about like 10%. Notice some more Dodgers starting to creep up here, right? I'm seeing Dodgers. Still not getting a lot of Houston. Interesting. Now the Dodgers are our highest exposed team, then the Mets, then Baltimore. Houston exposure has gone up about twice as high, but still low. You know, you got to take shots somewhere. You know, I'm mostly going to trust the builder in that regard. A lot more single digit leverage here, right? On batters, a lot more single digit, not just like double digit across the board. Go back to pitchers, flattening out here, less negative leverage on Yamamoto, less positive leverage on Strider. So we're getting closer and closer to the field here. You know, you got to figure out like when is like a good stopping point for you. Here, I don't mind this, right? I don't mind having some leverage on batters. I don't mind having some leverage on pitchers. You know, this feels like a good stopping point for kind of me and my risk tolerance. Some people might want to go like a little bit more, see if they can push it. Some people might want to go a little bit less and see if they can, you know, take a little bit stronger stands on maybe situations where they actually have like a opinion and they want to get some more of those. So all those things are okay. You know, this is like a good starting point. This is a good baseline, right? This is what we would recommend. And then you kind of personalize it from there, right? So fire building lineups on Ultimate for MLB today. This is basically a good point that I would stop, save these lineups, and then upload them to my contest. All right. Warlock said, hey, Andrew, for contest flashback, if I late swap during the slate, how does that affect my sim ROI in flashback? So flashback uses your final lineups. So at the end of the contest, this is why flashback runs the next day. Flashback will take your actual lineups and all of the actual lineups. So everybody's late swaps, right? And then play out the contest over and over again with the final lineups in the contest. So flashback is always using your late swapped lineups and not your original lineups. And then the live leaderboard is doing that as well, right? So the live leaderboard basically waits till a game is locked, looks at your exposures in your lineups and the lineups of other players when they are visible and they can no longer be changed. So that's how late swap kind of interacts with flashback. All right. We are caught up with questions here in office hours, and the YouTube chat knocked out a slate demo on starter for NBA Showdown. We knocked out an ultimate demo on MLB for DraftKings. And looks like we're all set. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.